Hey there, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Beautiful Creative Chaos. It's been a minute. I've been taking a little bit of a break to focus on other things and family and getting back to school and adjusting to this new normal. So I'm happy to be back with this first episode, speaking with Savannah of Chic and Cheeky Jewelry. She is a brand new startup, small business. She has an Etsy shop. And we have all of the links below, so please be sure to check her out and check out her products. And also, thanks for listening, thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Beautiful Creative Chaos. Joining me today is Savannah of Chic and Cheeky Jewelry. She started this venture not too long ago, and I'm very happy to promote and speak with Savannah and let's hear where she came with the idea and where she hopes it's going. And Savannah, thank you for joining me on my podcast.
Thank you for having me on here. It's really exciting. I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. I know I'm a firm believer that with small businesses, especially up and coming, just getting any type of exposure is always good because you get, you know, a broader audience than your little niche of friends. And, you know, as the word gets kind of put out there, more people just, you know, they're curious. They'll just check you out. And if you're to their liking and to their style, they'll purchase, which is always awesome.
Yes, definitely.
So how are you today?
I'm good. It's a good Saturday. I woke up pretty early thanks to our baby girl. But other than that, everything's been pretty good.
Yeah, when I saw that you were launching, your new venture, you had just had your baby girl not more than a couple months before. I think she's not that old. She's like 6 months or something like that, right?
She just turned 8 months. So yeah, she actually is kind of a part of, I guess, one of the reasons why I started this. So I've always been a creative person. Growing up, I used to like make my own like magazines out of cutout. I'd cut out magazines and make my own. I'd make my own kind of different variations of jewelry. Like there was a time where I made like duct tape like statement necklaces with duct tape and paper clips, and I actually still have some of those. And I used to do the candy jewelry back in like the kawaii, you know, like Harajuku like phase, and I'd make those for friends and stuff. I even had like a little MySpace kind of website back in the day called Hime Kizune, and me and my cousin would actually make stuff and sell. Now we probably only had maybe like 2 actual sales, but it was still kind of like, I guess, my first venture into a small business and entrepreneurship.
It's funny that which was back in the day, it was more music and nobody was really thinking about doing that as like, you know, like we use Facebook now. So I feel like the opportunity.
Right. I don't know what made me start. I don't know. I've always just, like I said, been creative and always wanted to, I guess, share it. And so with having our baby girl, I do have a kind of a work at home job. So that allows me a lot of flexibility that I'm home with her. And, you know, at first being like a first time mom and just being a mom in general, you kind of almost feel like you lose yourself because all of a sudden, you know, something or someone is so dependent on you and you're not used to that. Like I'm so used to being independent and that change, and no one really can get you prepared for that. So at first it was kind of, you know, that struggle, a little bit of the baby blues. But then the more I realized, you know, I have this opportunity and not having to go to a 9-to-5 kind of job. And I actually feel like I felt, I, like found myself again, if that makes sense. Like I was able to get back to being creative. I can be there for my daughter and make sure that I'm able to teach her and I don't miss out on any of the little milestones because, man, she's growing so fast. And even like just I was able to even like kind of get back into my own style. I don't have to worry about what I'm dressing or what I'm buying for. I have to wear to work and make that, you know, that kind of thing. And I just feel like I've actually kind of found myself again. So it's really kind of exciting where it's going.
Yeah, that is exciting, especially like you mentioned after having your first baby, which is very difficult to adapt to at first because like they say there's no handbook to really prepare you for, you know, being a parent. I definitely went through that myself and I'm still going through that. I feel like it's just incurred each year is a different milestone and never ends. And now I get what my mom like, you know, tried to say when I was younger. It's like, you just don't understand.
Like, yeah, exactly. Especially like, as a mom, like everything is on you. And I have an amazing husband who's so supportive and is so there for our daughter and does anything for her. But it's still, you know, it still always mostly falls on the mom when it comes to anything, you know, so it's definitely a game changer. But I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world. But yeah, each day has its own little challenges. And, you know, you just kind of have to, you know, stay positive and try to teach them, you know, all the different variations of things. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to do with this as well, is to, you know, embrace your creativity and find ways to find a career or job. It's not even a job, but a career or something you're passionate about and be able to enjoy and share it with others. Like, you know, no, not many people get to be pushed to do that. It's always, you know, you got to have a job that's going to pay the bills, but you can kind of do both. You just have to work hard and it'll happen.
It's finding that balance between, you know, like you mentioned, like with working, paying the bills, and still being able to do what makes you happy and feel fulfilled. I feel like being a creative, if you're not doing something creative, you don't feel satisfied with not your day, but or your week. It's, you know, whenever, it's just to kind of take out that what's in your head. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just like you need to put it down on paper, or you need to, you know, or create it in your form of art. And it's therapeutic as well. So
oh yeah,
definitely something, especially during the past year and a half where we've been locked inside and dealing with all these new changes, that it's therapeutic in a way. And it's important just to, you know, get it out there and kind of like you found yourself again, which is amazing. And in such a short period of time, I feel like a lot of people, especially new moms, it's like after the first year, you kind of have that breathable moment where you're just like, okay, I can start to focus a little bit more on me now that, you know, they're walking or they're going to daycare or anything like that.
Yeah, I definitely take advantage of days when she has like these long stretches of naps, which it's not every day, but that's when I'm able to be creative. Yeah. But yeah, some days it is kind of hard. I'm like, I have a plan to do something, but it's definitely based off her schedule and what, you know, because she definitely, of course, always come first. So
I totally get it. And I know a lot of women and moms that are, you know, they're still in the process. Their kids are older, they're in school, but that challenge of the school work creative balance is still a challenge and still, it's never ending, but it's amazing to watch your kids grow. And then having the chance, like you mentioned, to be at home and witness these little milestones is also very important and amazing that you can do that, especially being creative.
Yes, definitely.
So with the bit, so do you just focus on jewelry, or is it more of just that's just your main focus right now because it's something that you've done in the past?
It's kind of my main focus right now. I think I would like to venture out to something like kind of more like a little bit broader, but I'm just kind of getting my kind of like, I guess, putting my toes in the sand and kind of getting a feel of like what works, what doesn't, and then kind of slowly kind of build on that. I know like we actually have plans with our huskies. We have husky page as well, but we're gonna like teach them how to pull a rig, and it's kind of like dry land meshing. So that's a project that we're doing, and we'd like to kind of grow that as well, and kind of do, you know, t-shirts and that kind of thing. I kind of did a little t-shirt with them as before. But like we have so many different plans that we want to do, but this is just kind of like the first little step. And then I think we're going to kind of venture out as like together. Is our plan, probably like a 5-year plan, give us, you know, some time to kind of see what works and everything.
Yeah, at least we have a plan. So I mean, it's especially with kids, it's every day is a new day, and it's a new opportunity to see what happens, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So do you have like an Etsy page or shop, or is it just more of you're just trying to sell more through Facebook and through word of mouth?
So I do have an Etsy store. It's the same as my name, so Chic and Cheeky Jewelry on Etsy. So I am selling on there. I do have new, like the new, the thing is a drop, so that'll be this coming up Friday the 24th. So I'll have a bunch of new styles and which I'm really excited for. Some are like the Halloween theme, but a lot of different variation. I mostly focus on polymer clay jewelry, which is kind of fun to kind of mold and create. And there's so many different things you can do with it. But I also am trying to do some other different kind of jewelries with like macrame and things like that. So it's definitely kind of slowly expanding more and more, but this drop I'm really excited for, because the first kind of things that I did was more of like experiment and kind of seeing what works, and even kind of seeing like what kind of styles people go for. So this one I think will definitely be I'm really excited for and really proud of, for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that drop, and I'll be sure to also connect the links to the episode, and when I do the Facebook promotion of, you know, the new episode for this podcast, and then so they'll be able to link to that and just, you know, check out your work and see what you're about, and if they're to their taste, I should say, hopefully you get some sales and or get passed, the shop gets passed along, and you know, you grow more exposure. So
yeah, that's really exciting, and again, I really appreciate this. Yeah, you know, opportunity and to kind of speak with you and to, you know, get the word out and everything. It's really exciting.
It's always with the small business, it's always, so what's next, you know? It's like, mm-hmm, the building, and then just kind of getting the word out there is always really important. And again, I feel like getting exposure to different audiences that aren't in your circle is always,
yeah,
good.
Exactly, because your circle can only like go so far, but if people outside your circle, then it just kind of definitely helps get more people interested, because you know, your friends and family can only buy so much of your stuff. Enough.
Let's see what when you get to your next project, I'll invest in those.
Yeah, right.
And you also, you got married not too long ago too, right?
Yeah, so we got married in 2016, actually. So me and my husband met on MySpace. So just kind of ages our relationship. So we've been together for 15 years. And we got married on our 10th year. And then this year had our daughter. So we definitely weren't ones to rush. We just took it easy and kind of took it, you know, based off how we felt, and, you know, which kind of makes it more special because we are able to enjoy each other's company and things. Now, there are some things like we wanted to travel, and we actually had bigger plans to travel last year, but then everything happened, especially before we had the baby. But we definitely, you know, you just adapt as a parent. So you can still travel. It's just you're going to have to adapt a little bit around her.
Definitely a little bit more, there's going to be more luggage.
Yes, exactly. Like we're supposed to actually go to New York at the end of October. So that's what I'm already like thinking of, like, okay, I got to make sure I pack this, I got to do that. Like what kind of, you know, carry on, all this. She's still breastfed. So like all the pumping supplies.
It's definitely I don't miss that phase of my kids being that young, because it was definitely a lot. Now it's more of wrangling them out on a decent time. A lot of people always tell me, like, they're like, wow, you got here like pretty early, or pretty good timing considering I have three. And that's because I was prepping like an hour and a half before. Like, you know,
right.
Like, your shoes, get dressed. Why are you undressed? Get redressed.
You basically have to be ready way before you're actually ready to go, because otherwise you're going to be late. And I've learned that too, because I'm used to being like an early bird, and now it's like just on time or slightly after.
Definitely can relate to that. It definitely feels like I'm prepping a traveling circus, especially when my kids were younger, because they're only 11 months apart, the two younger ones, so it was double everything, you know.
Oh wow.
But thankfully now they can dress themselves, but it's just getting them to actually move to do it. It's a little bit of bribery, but a lot of, like, what the heck is going on? Let's go.
Right. Yeah, our challenge right now is like diaper changes, because she wants to flip and, like, you know, get up, and she doesn't want to stay for very long. And I'm like, it literally, like, I've counted, like, if she does stay so, I'm like, it will take me 15 seconds if you will just let me do it, instead of making me, you're just making it take longer.
I think the most accurate meme I've ever seen on my life is changing what you think changing a kid's diaper is, where you see the mom with a loving face with the child kind of closing the diaper off, and then right underneath it says the real how it really feels, which is a guy wrestling an alligator.
Right. It really is, because I do the death roll.
Yes. I'm like, that's the most accurate meme I've ever seen in my life. Head and diaper changing, so.
But, yeah, I'm hoping that since she's a girl, maybe it'll be she'll, you know, be potty trained pretty quickly.
They're all different, so I can say yes or no. They're all different. So boys, it's just easier. I feel my two boys, just because they feel like they can pee anywhere. My youngest, who's a girl, she tried to, you know, also be like, hey, I have to go pee, like, you know. I'm like, no, we have to go find a bathroom and all this stuff. So it's definitely more challenging because you have to be a little bit more discreet with females, of course. And kids can just, you know, they can literally go anywhere if they have to pee, so they're good. The reason that I asked about when you were, I was just wondering if you made like your own jewelry for your wedding, because I know that's also a big industry as well.
I didn't do it for my wedding. at the time, let's think about far back in my wedding. So my wedding, actually, I did like make pretty much almost everything as far as like I kind of was my own party planner, I guess. Set up my decorations. I created everything. So I was creative in that front, but I didn't actually create my own jewelry at the time. For my necklace, I believe I had a pearl necklace that my mom gave me. And earrings. So funny story with earrings. So when I was younger, I probably had my ears pierced like 2 or 3 times because they would close like really quickly, even though I keep them in like the 6 weeks that you're supposed to and clean them and everything like that. They'd close really quickly, or they just always, it was always uncomfortable to wear earrings. So I always thought it was like maybe if I try real gold, but even then it would just like burn and just feel like really uncomfortable. Well, I started this venture and I was like, you know what? I kind of felt, and I was like, let me see. And my holes were like just slightly closed, but just enough just to kind of push through. And it was kind of uncomfortable at first. But then it wasn't uncomfortable. Like it just lasted for like just a few minutes. So like I tried it for a day. And then so now I'm like, wow, I can actually wear earrings for this whole time. I thought I couldn't. So it allowed me like a new horizon. I can actually wear earrings. And my mom's like, it's so weird seeing you wear earrings. I was like, I know, it's kind of weird having them, but it's kind of fun too. Now I can have a little more fun with my jewelry. It's not just, you know, rings or necklaces. I can wear earrings.
That's awesome. So you kind of discovered your own like ability to wear the jewelry that you like, and you make it.
Yeah, exactly. So now I can actually, because for a minute I was like, well, I don't want to like focus too much on earrings because it's kind of hard to, you know, create something that you can't really wear yourself. So I was going to focus more on like try to do rings and necklaces and stuff like that. I'm trying to do a mixture. I haven't quite done rings or bracelets yet, but that is kind of the plan. I want to try my hand at resin, but I'm a little intimidated by it. I don't think it's that hard, but it's just a process. So
I've tried it before, with my kids. I kind of stayed away from it just because of the chemical effect of it, and you know, I'm so distracted with trying to take care of them that I was always afraid that I'll leave something that they might, you know, touch and then put in their mouth and then get sick. Mm-hmm. It was just my concern, but it's definitely resin, you definitely have to have a little bit of patience with it just because of you don't want the bubbles. Mm-hmm. That was my issue. It is besides the chemical aspect, but yeah, I feel like if you're able to continue and do the molds and things like that, I think it's fairly easy. It's just more of the patience and having the workspace to, you know, make sure that it settles flat and without bubbles.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I have like a little kit. I just haven't done it. I want to actually try the UV because it's a lot faster, whereas the one I think I have, you have to like let it sit for 24 hours. And I'm like, I don't know if I have the patience or the time for that.
That's why I was mentioning, if you have the workspace where you can like kind of leave it there and just not touch it for a day. Mm-hmm. And then back to it, but that's not my life, or I don't have the books. So I shied away from it.
Yeah,
being able to, you know, explore, it's fun. Like I said, you can definitely do a lot more creatively and make a lot of different things with it. But it's just, you know, whatever works for you.
Right. To be continued. We'll see. I'll probably will maybe like the next time for the next drop, probably have maybe a few pieces or something.
Gotcha. I also, like, I know on, I'm trying to, is it Spotify? Not Spotify. Shopify. I keep getting these, all these apps confused. I know they integrate with, like, Facebook and things like that. I was just wondering if you were ever trying to do a standalone site, or will you continue with Etsy and see how that grows?
I definitely plan to have my own website. I'm kind of using Etsy right now to potentially, with more exposure, and try to get, you know, possibly people outside my circle interested, and kind of getting a following that way, and then going to my own standalone. But that definitely is in my future. I definitely want to, and I have been looking at, like, Shopify and stuff. There's a lot of different kind of websites out there, but that's probably one that I've heard, probably one of the best as far as, like, ease for users and stuff.
Do you have, like, other handles, like Instagram and
Yeah, so I mostly am on Instagram when I post. Like, I have my own page for that, and that's where I update and share a bunch of different reels of the process. Like, I share behind the scenes. I also created a TikTok for this as well, so I can kind of share behind the scenes and the kind of the creative process, as well as share you know, updates and different things like that. I've always been kind of shy behind the camera as far as when it comes to video, and even sometimes pictures. Like, I used to, like, love to take pictures, but I don't know, I just kind of shied away from it. I do like to take pictures, but being the subject matter, I've always been, you know, one who's kind of hard on myself, or like, oh, that's a horrible angle. So this is actually kind of another way for me to help kind of get past that and just be comfortable with who I am, myself, and who cares about that bad angle? You're the only one who probably sees it. And that's kind of the thing with the TikTok as well. So I can kind of, you know, show me and what I'm doing, and just kind of, you know, be true to myself and everything.
It's amazing how these apps have, you know, kind of changed the trajectory of how people interact and their attention span of how much they can watch.
Right.
The amount of time, especially with, like, there's so many different platforms that are visual and that are online, that I feel like, you know, taking advantage of them, especially now, it's really important.
Yes, and video is, like, the new thing. No one really, like, everyone wants to watch videos and stuff, so you have to kind of do that in order to really be relevant. So that was also something that I was looking at, and I was like, you know, in order to, for people to be interested and to stay interested and to build kind of that following and have more people interested and kind of, you know, want to see the story and see the behind the scenes and actually really enjoy what I'm making and kind of become lifelong
patrons of purchasing.
Yeah, like, just kind of the lifelong purchasers or buyers or followers and whatever. Can't think of the right term I'm looking for, but you know what I mean. But it definitely, like, you have to kind of do that in order to get that exposure. So
yeah, I definitely understand, and I'm the same way. I'm really not comfortable being in front of the camera, which is why I do the podcast, which is all audio, particularly because I don't have time or don't want to just spend time doing my face.
Right, that is also another thing too, trying to, like, get ready. I am a very low maintenance person when it's time to get ready. I can't, like, take hours or anything, so, like, it probably takes me maybe 10 minutes, but if I'm doing my hair, maybe a little bit longer. But I'm such a quick person to get ready and, like, just light and more kind of natural. But yeah, even that, instead of just that kind of amount of time and trying to have a, you know, a little 8-month-old who's crawling around And she's like, Mom, pay attention to me. It's kind of
just like the 2 seconds you're not looking, and they're just like, oh, what's that? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely, that's definitely something that I have shied away from video. I've had some people ask, like, do I do video? And I'm just like, I don't have time for that type of maintenance.
Right.
Right now, maybe expanding later, but yeah, totally get the whole not being in front of the camera, but being behind it is good. I mean, you know, kind of showing, like you said, showing the process of your creative process. People want to see that and what you do to create, and it's inspiring. It kind of creates a following of other creatives to be like, oh, well, they can do that. Maybe I should try it. You know, it's probably not that hard.
Not that hard, but
it's just like, if they can balance it, maybe I should try and, you know, balance whatever they're focusing on in that time of their life.
Exactly. And like, even if people who are, you know, making the same kind of jewelry or whatever, like, I still feel very strongly about supporting each other, because no one's going to make the same thing. You know, you might have a similar idea, but it's always going to be executed differently. And my style will always be different from other people's style. And you might even get inspired by someone's style, but you just make it your own. And it might appeal to someone, like maybe someone didn't like their color choice, but liked yours. And so I definitely don't feel like it's a competition. I feel like we all need to support each other, because, you know, we're all trying to do the same thing. And if we support each other, it only helps build, you know, the whole kind of community.
Yeah, definitely for community, a creative community. It's important to have a creative outlet, and also just to people that are fans of creative work are especially important, just because they're the consumer in a sense, and they're the purchaser. But I could definitely appreciate other creatives and their work, because it's not my style and I could never think of that. And it's just amazing to see how somebody else's mind works and how their talent kind of comes through their work. And it's just amazing. And I love sharing, like I said, to my little circle, and hopefully it just expands and, you know, and grows.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And again, I really appreciate you reaching out and giving me the opportunity to share and stuff. Like, I never would have thought about this, but then when you said that, I'm like, oh, this actually might be something fun.
I mean, I'm happy to offer the opportunity, and I thank you for coming on. And like, since you mentioned some of your handles, I didn't know if you wanted to like repeat them again, and also just send me the links, or I'll find them and attach them to the episode, and I'll be sure to have people check out your work.
Awesome. Yeah, so for Instagram, which is again where I kind of post the most, it's Chic and Cheeky Jewelry. And then Etsy is the same, so it's all going to be under the name of the business. So Chic, CHICANDCHEEKY Jewelry. And same with TikTok. TikTok as well will be this under the same name, but I'll definitely send those to you so you have an easier way to share.
Yeah, and I'll attach them, like I said, and I'll definitely, you know, when the episode goes live, after I edit a little bit, I will post it, and then yeah, feel free to share as well.
Oh, definitely.
Hopefully you get a few more sales and a lot more exposure. So
thank you again. It's been such a nice little conversation. Adult conversation's nice.
I know. I understand. That's why I did this too. I needed sanity instead of repeating the same 4 words all day.
Right. Oh, gotta love motherhood.
I wish you much success, and
thank you. You too.
You know, to grow and see. Can't wait to see your drops on your Etsy shop. And I look forward to sharing. And thanks for being a guest.
All right, thank you again, and I'll definitely share more about you too. I might have some friends who also have small businesses who might be interested, so I'll send them your way.
I'm always happy to, you know, have, like, again, you said adult conversation, and also just to talk to different creatives and see their process, and kind of, you know, people always want to meet the person behind the product, so it's always nice to kind of have them hear the creator and then kind of see the creativity and the products.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you again. You have a great rest of your Saturday.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Thank you.
As always, have a beautiful day. Always pay it forward and find the funny in your chaos. Until next time. So thanks for tuning in to Beautiful Creative Chaos. This is a weekly podcast with new episodes posted every Wednesday. Feel free to like and follow on your podcast platform, also on my Facebook and webpage. Links are in the details. These episodes are unscripted, and if any explicit content, it will be clearly labeled. If you would like to see my creative work, just Google CSC Painted Creations, Instagram CSC Create 2.